EdTales Show. Again. Ed Till.
Blue Collar Glomeration. More on the release of the new video. Right now, get ready for Elizabeth Tryon on the Ed Till Show. She joins us live on the air shortly. Right now, let's listen to Elizabeth.
The Starcom Radio Network.
The Ed Till Show!
Elizabeth Tryon will be our guest in 8 minutes on the Ed Till Show Live.
My calendar's pages have crumpled away, marking the passing of blank empty days. Caught in the struggle of living unseen, trapped in the silence of unspoken dreams. Under others' expectancies, there's a voice that burns inside me. I want to know how good it can be, how it feels when time stops in your arms. To lose control, letting everything go. Sometimes safety comes at too high of a price. What if I jump and you're not there at all? Will I hit bottom, crack open and fall? Maybe nothing's certain, but this only. I want to know how good it can be, how it feels when time stops in your arms. Letting everything go.
Radio Network.
The Ed Till Show!
My calendar's pages have crumpled away, marking the passing of blank empty days. Caught in the struggle of living unseen, trapped in the silence of unspoken dreams. Under others' expectancies, there's a voice that burns inside me. I want to know how good it can be, how it feels. when time stops in your arms. To lose control, letting everything go. Sometimes safety comes at too high of a price. What if I jump and you're not there at all? Will I hit bottom, crack open and fall? Maybe nothing's certain, but this only. I want to know how good it can be, how it feels when time stops in your arms. Letting everything go.
Ed Till Show, Artist and Showcase. Now you know why we do it, right? You've never heard anything like her, and this is called I Want to Know. Elizabeth Tryon, Ed Till. Across America on Starcom Radio Network, AM/FM stations. Marshland, Oregon, Minden Mines, Missouri, Callington, Oklahoma, Francis, Utah, Moores, New York, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, all across this great country, town by town, people loving Elizabeth Tryon's new track, I Wanna Know. Stand by, we speak to Elizabeth Tryon in less than 2 minutes. Psyched. It's going to be a great interview with a sparkling new talent.
The Starcom Radio Network.
The Ed Till Show!
Exactly what you need on Monday. Now, you see, how many radio stations will go, all right, we played it once, hurry up, let's... Man, we are in no hurry with this.
My calendar's pages have crumpled away, marking the passing of blank empty days. Caught in the struggle of living unseen, trapped in the silence of unspoken dreams. Under others' expectancies, there's a voice that burns inside me. I want to know how good it can be, how it feels when time stops in your arms. Letting everything go. I want you. I've tried to find safety by taking advice, but sometimes safety comes at too high of a price. What if I jump and you're not there at all? Will I hit bottom, crack open and fall? Baby, nothing's certain, but this only. I want to know how good it can be, how it feels when time stops in your arms. To lose control, letting everything go.
Ed Till Show, Elizabeth Tryon, joining us live. Always exciting, a new artist. Especially after you love the song, right? Get a chance to love it.
You've reached Elizabeth Tryon's cell phone. Please leave me a message.
Hey, Elizabeth, Ed Till. This is your radio interview. I will call you back in a couple of seconds. We are scheduled for 1 o'clock Eastern. We've been playing your song, Love You, so much, and I'm going to call you right back. You're pretty awesome. The website is ElizabethTryon.com. Easy to spell. ElizabethTryon.com. Ed Till Show, Starcom Radio Network.
The Starcom Radio Network.
The Ed Till Show!
My calendar's pages have grown pulled away, marking the passing of blank empty days. Caught in the struggle of living unseen, trapped in the silence of unspoken dreams. Under others' expectancies, there's a voice that burns inside me. I want to know how good it can be, how it feels when time starts.
Go to the website ElizabethTryon.com and imagine an artist who sings like Taylor Swift, then can suddenly throw away the mic and come out with soaring high notes in an electrifying display of vocal wattage. That's Elizabeth Tryon.
What if I jump and you're not there at all? Will I hit bottom, crack open and fall? Maybe nothing's certain, but this only. I want to know how good it can be, how it feels when time stops in your arms. To lose control, letting everything go.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Ed Till Show across America. How are you?
Hey, Ed, it is such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so very much.
Let me just tell you, you sound like I thought you would. You are one jamming lady.
Oh, thank you so much. You're making me blush. I am thrilled.
I hope so. I hope so, because I'll tell you why. You should be proud that a lot of people are like me. They're not like the mainstream media. They're like me. They're like when we were kids. You get a hold of a song, and somebody says, wow, do you like this? Yeah, can I borrow it? You get it, and you just sit in front of whatever your thing was, Victrola, Box, whatever it was, and just play it over and over. So what
I do that all the time.
Right? I mean, that's how you really get it. If you want to know the story, if you want to know the real words and not, you know, get everything backwards. So we did this prior to your visit. We've been playing you since it's 21 minutes. I guess we got a good 5 plays in a row.
God.
Yeah. So we're in front of the speaker grill with you. You know what I mean? You're playing it and we're listening. Tell us first about this song
And tell us about your performing it. Who else are we hearing? How did you make it happen? Tell us about this song, and then we're going to talk about you as a musician. But first and foremost, this great track, first of all, the title of it, you know, right off the bat, you know you're going to like something when you like the title, right? As soon as you look at it, right, you go, oh, yeah. So titles are important. Yours is I Wanna Know. I mean, yes. It's a lament of all mankind from the beginning of civilization. So
there you go.
Have at it. Have at it, girl.
I just love it. Well, thank you so much. I wrote this song in Idaho, strangely enough, when I was in this hotel room in Idaho, in northern Idaho, and it's like this beautiful country. It's like out of a movie, you know? It's it looks like there's like tumbleweeds rolling by. It looks like a Wild Western movie. So, and there's these mountains in the distance and everything. So I was very inspired while I was there. And I wrote this song actually in the middle of the night. And then I wound up producing it with a guy named Chip Fabrizi, who is in New York City at PPI Recording Studios, and then my other wonderful keyboardist, Matthew Ward, who's played on lots of Broadway shows, and he's a very versatile guy. I mean, he does pop music, he does Broadway music, and kind of a little bit of everything. So he did a lot of the keyboards for it. And then also collaborating was a guy named Anthony Resta, a wonderful producer who is in Boston. So it was kind of the four corners of the U.S., like Idaho, Boston, New York.
let me just say, you're listening to Elizabeth Tryon on the Ed Till Show. You've been listening to this great track, I Want to Know, and you're hearing her describe how it came about. And I just want you to know, sister, we got your number. Right from the get-go, I heard you. One guy's in Broadway, the other guy loves pop music. So you're one of these artists that's actually making people happy. I know your game, okay? Don't think you're going to get over on us, because we'll be all dark and we'll have it down in some kind of horrible... So you are a positive person. You make great positive music. So what's that all about? Now we can talk about you a little bit. How do you wind up all giggly and smiley? I thought a songwriter would be like, "What? It's 1 o'clock on the East Coast, man.
There you go.
What's wrong with you? My tour bus.
You know?
Willie Nelson just ran me over with his tour bus. I can't stand up right now." You don't sound like that at all. That doesn't sound like your lifestyle.
No. Well, thank you. No, I always wanted to write music that had kind of had uplifting lyrics. Of course, I Want to Know is one of my more, I don't know, you know, kind of desperation songs. but yeah, I've always wanted to write music with uplifting lyrics. Just because, I don't know, when I was a kid especially, I always enjoyed listening to music that was kind of more positive, you know? Because obviously there's a lot of art that's not, and there's definitely that needs to be, but there's also something to be said for being happy. So
listen to you. You're giggling while you're saying it. It's an embarrassment of riches, isn't it? Aren't you? Just you're sitting there, you're happy, you're succeeding, you sound great. I'm telling you, I want you to catch on like a cold all across America. I want you to
thank you.
Yeah, let it spread.
Your mouth to God's ear. I love it.
You got it. Well,
it.
You know something? If he would clean his ears, I could get closer. He's very old when you get that close. Very. Now, back to you again. Do you have a 60 Minutes style question for you? Are you ready? Here's
mm-hmm.
a 60 Minutes.
Okay.
How did you learn music?
I learned music really starting from my aunt. Well, actually, her father, my great-grandfather, was a cornetist in John Philip Sousa's band. So that's kind of like a random.
Okay. So you got joke. So you got joke answers for all the 60 Minutes people. That's like
exactly.
A little.
That would. Oh my God.
No.
That would be so amazing.
Now,
he actually had like a Victrola deal.
Yeah.
You know,
hold on. You got
to
go slow because my audience is like John Philip Sousa. Grandpa, wake up! Wake up!
Exactly.
Now John Philip Sousa is an American icon of marching band music. Who is like a Stravinsky. He is revered all over the world for generations because he brought amazing creativity to what was a stilted, a very rigid and narrow area of music. He blew it up, as the kids would say. Now, you herald from his ancestry.
I do. I do. My great-grandfather was a soloist in his band. And so, yeah, but you're right. You know your John Philip Sousa. It's awesome. He introduced the whole genre, yes, of big band music. And because my great-grandfather got into his band and became a soloist, he actually got to record a solo album himself. And that was on Victor Records, which is now RCA Victor. So this was like in the 1890s, so it was so long ago that, like, you know, his records that he made, you have to play them on like a Victrola because they're not actually records.
Aren't they cylinders? Aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he got a cylinder deal.
Right, got a cylinder deal. Well,
exactly.
You are too much now. So when you're out there on stage, do you ever channel him a little and go, you know, once upon a time, he was looking at people, I'm looking at people, they were loving him, I love these people, and I don't have a mustache, they're not afraid of me.
That's true, yes. He
had
did
that
have
great,
a mustache,
oh, his great facial hair. People. Come on, that man was handsome. He was an American hero. He was like the George Clooney of his era.
Yes,
oh, I love him. He's your great or your grandfather? Which is he?
No, my great-grandfather. My
great-grandfather
wasn't actually John Philip Sousa, but he was a soloist with John Philip Sousa. He played in his band. So John Philip Sousa chose him as one of his soloists, which is, you know, a big deal for him.
Yikes.
So so they knew each other very well. And so basically, because of him, you know, his family was very musical. I never actually knew him myself, but his daughter, who was my great aunt, she taught me a lot of music when I was a little kid.
Ah, so here we go. Musical family. Musical family. Musical environment.
Exactly.
All right. So, now let's get the 60 minutes. You know, we got to move it along here. The football game ran late. So I hate that. Whenever 60 minutes has somebody I want to see, it's always the football game ran late.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, not you. Yeah. We stopped the football game for you. The football game will wait on Elizabeth Tryon. By the way, go to the website and you can read a great bio, find out all about this great guest, our great artist here, and you can get in touch. Hit the contact button and get hooked up. Now, I'm going to say that as a classical singer, you have performed. Now, this is, you see, right away, you're giving me chills. It says here, you've performed at Lincoln Center, Walter Reed Theater. Okay, now you're in my neighborhood, kiddo. I'm having coffee when you're on stage, and I don't know this. What a thrill. What a thrill.
Lincoln. I love it.
Go ahead. What was it like performing in New York, the big city, Lincoln Center's Walter Reed Theater? A special thrill?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. And I wound up getting to sing two solos at that event, and I was supposed to sing one solo and one duet, and the duet was with Bob Cuccioli, the Broadway performer that he was in. Actually, he was just in Spider-Man: Turn Off the Dark before it closed. He played the Green Goblin, and he played a bunch of other characters. But anyway, I was supposed to sing a duet with him at the end of the show, and he got laryngitis. So I wound up getting to sing two solos, and he was saying, "I'm so sorry that I can't sing with you." Of course, I mean, he's wonderful, and I wanted to perform with him, but I joked with him, and I said, "Well, I guess I'll have to sing another solo.
Exactly.
You know, you owe me one."
Right, what a tough tough day for Elizabeth. I guess
I said, unfortunately, I'll just have to sing a solo, Bob, I guess. But he's wonderful.
Unfortunately, you just have to let the audience love you twice.
I know, not him.
And then did you also say to him, "Boy, I didn't mean to cough on you in the elevator."
I know, yeah, that's the other
blowing.
How did that happen?
blowing my nose on your eggs. I had no idea. None.
I didn't know what that would lead to. I really didn't know.
You know, let me tell you where this interview has led us in your stellar career. One of my favorite places, I work around the corner from it in New York City. I do comedy. But you have been on one of my favorite stages. People should know, you're one of the few as a musical act who have graced the legendary Carolines in Times Square, the Mecca. Yeah, how did that happen? You are so special. Go ahead, special.
Oh, you're so kind. Well, I was a finalist, actually, in a competition given by WQXR Radio, which is a classical radio station in New York, and it was a comedy and music competition, And so the finalists got the opportunity to perform at Caroline's on Broadway in the finals, and it wound up being broadcast on PBS television, and it was really exciting. And like Robert Klein, the great comedian, was there, and you know, a bunch of other luminaries were there. So it was so wonderful. And at the end of that, Caroline Hirsch herself actually said that because she liked my act, she gave me the opportunity to perform my entire solo show at Caroline's a few months later. And it was actually the first musical show that was done at Caroline's in over 15 years, because apparently she used to do music as well as comedy when Caroline's was just starting out. And so she said that she kind of wanted to do that again, and so she invited me to come and perform there. So
that's true. Well, I know Caroline. Caroline's very discriminating in what she calls talented. When she loves talent, she's all in on it, like she went in with you. She's like all in. Now,
she's wonderful.
You got to get past the bar, so a big props to you. I love Caroline for years. Do you know that Caroline has the, Caroline, the owner, owns that club. The second biggest club in New York is also owned by a woman. The two biggest, most powerful name show business clubs owned by gals. I love
really?
It. All right, love you. Now, here's
love
the thing.
It.
I want to go
power.
Right, girl power all the way. Now you you have, I'm reading, more than one album. So, tell me about your first and tell me about your second. I know there's a release just out in March, but I want to get your discography directly from you. Go ahead.
Well, my album, it's called A Lovely Light, and it's a classical album that's coming out. It was just released this month, and there's going to be a, I'm going to do an album release concert slash, you know, reception in New York City on Tax Day on April 15th. so if everybody's finished doing their taxes, they can come and celebrate and listen to this. And that's going to be at the Domena Center in New York City. So that information, you know, on my website for people if they want to come. It's actually a free event because it's an album release party. So even though I'm doing a concert, it's free. It's sponsored by ASCAP, the American Society for Composers, Authors, Publishers. They're a partial sponsor of it, so which is great. So I'm doing that, and then I also have my own music, which obviously you've heard I Want to Know, which thank you so much, and a lot of other songs that I've written. And so hopefully I have a full album worth of that material, and so hopefully very soon I'll be coming out with that album as well.
Oh, good. So we're kind of on standby for an, for an imminent release from you. Awesome.
Exactly. Yes.
All right. So now, yeah. Oh man, you're killing me. I'm just going to adopt you. I don't know how old you are, but
I love it.
I'm sure we got an extra room in the beach house or a bungalow someplace that you can play your guitar, whatever you like to do when you're. What do you write with?
I love it.
Are you a guitar writer or a piano writer? What do you write with?
I'm a keyboard writer. I write on my keyboard. Yep.
You got.
And I also write like in the car, and then I just sing it to myself on my phone. And before I got an iPhone, I had to like call myself and sing it on my voicemail. And sometimes I would call my mom and leave it on her voicemail, and then I'd have to say, "Mom, don't delete this. I just have to sing something." It was a good thing when I got an iPhone.
That is such a great technique. When I when I did it, they would always call the authorities. They would always say, "There's some crazy person," because I would call the wrong person. I would call like my ex-girlfriend, and I would be like, "I'm hungry, I'm tired, I'm going to bring my laundry," you know, and then my mom would be like, "He never called. He's, ever since he broke up with her, he never called." And then my ex-girlfriend would be like, "You're such a jerk, you know." And I'm like, if I would have had your song, I could have sent it to her to smooth her out a little bit. I would have got you in there to help me. Now, here's the goodbye question. Will you please come back on the show and share music with us?
I would love to come back on the show. It's been an absolute thrill to be on your show. I'm just absolutely thrilled, and I would love to come back.
Well, back at you, as my nephew says. Do you know that one? Back at you.
I do. Yes, definitely. Right? Like
AT. Yeah. I didn't like it when he said it. I said, "Watch your language, young man." And he says, he says it means back at you, Uncle Ed. It means we agree with you. I said, "Oh, okay. All right. All right. Get back inside. Eat some cookies and sugar crash out so I can watch a hockey game.
Exactly.
Oh, man. How much fun are you? All right. So, Elizabeth Tryon, here's our thing. We're back in touch with you soon. We're playing your music relentlessly because we all need a smile. We all need to feel great. And you, what is on the horizon if we looked into your crystal ball? What's the next? You have an album release. We know that. What happens after that? Is there usually a tour? What's the next thing for you after the album release?
Well, I've got a new music video that's coming out also that'll be out in a couple of weeks. And it's going to be then the music video and some of the songs are going to be sent to a lot of radio stations in Europe as well as in the U.S., which is exciting. So they can, you know, watch the video and hopefully. And then there's going to be some television appearances coming up in the fall, which I'm really excited
about.
But since I don't have any, you know.
No problem. No, you know what? So. You know what? Keep us guessing. Let's get a little mystery in here. But let us say, I think we can safely say, it is the year of Elizabeth Tryon. That's all.
I love it.
All right, what a pleasure. And you know what? All of America is just in love with you and the music, but you are so nice to spend time with, and we're going to have you back. ElizabethTryon.com is the website, and the track is I Want to Know. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much.
What if I jump and you're not there?